episode 1779, What Do Your Stats Say About This Season?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? Maybe you're already on a vacation because it is Thanksgiving week. I cannot even believe it that we are talking about the holidays and we've got the new year around the corner. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's time for reflection. What do your stats say about this season? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in the game of life, there are many tracking systems keeping a pulse on what you do well or what you don't do well. So what do your stats say about this season? And it's not any season. It's your season of faith. Watching football is a love I've enjoyed for years as I grew up watching it with my dad. And if you watch any sports, you know they have stats. There are statistics for everything. Then you look at television. There are stats galore for who's watching what program when. Go back as far as going to school. Yeah, you know, from grade school all the way up through high school into college, your grades became a stat for you, your class ranking and ACT and SAT scores. Stats are a fact or a piece of data that is tracked over time and can be easily defined by the general public, consumer, or party. It's a quick peek into someone's or something's success or failure. But unfortunately, a lot of our opportunities stem from our stats. Everything is based on these stats, whether it's our grades, whether a program, right? You fall in love with this brand new program that they have out. And it's, oh, we're going to try this out. And they only do like 7 episodes. And then they're like, yeah, no, it's a pet project. We're not doing it. And it dies. And you're like, what? Because it didn't meet the standards, the stats that were set for that particular time slot. You look at sports, whether or not you get on the NFL or the NHL or the NBA, whatever big group that you're headed for, right? You have to have stats to back it up. But if you have great stats, you know what? The stats are going to work for you. But if you have an off season, then they work against you. Look at college football players, right? Wanting to make it into the NFL, their eligibility of being drafted comes from their stats. So because I was watching a lot of college football this weekend, oh yeah, I enjoy my college ball and pretty soon I'm not going to have it. And so I'm really, you know, taking it all in because I know we only have a couple more weekends ahead of ourselves. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. And all the announcers and commentators, right, they come in and they throw out these stats. Oh, this team is doing this and you got the defensive ends doing this and the offensive and this is number one of 200 and whatever. They're throwing all this stuff out. Well, does it really mean anything? Well, as I started thinking a little bit differently, I put it to the whole idea of what my stats of faith would show. Would I be one who would be drafted into heaven for God's work? Or would I be left out due to my lack of participation? Now, I understand God does not keep track of stats. And thank goodness for that, because I know I fall short every day. Absolutely every day I fall short. If it wasn't for His grace, I don't know where I would be. But it really does put it into perspective the importance of what we are doing on a daily basis. In the game of life, what do your stats say about this season? Are you communicating with God daily? Are you praying to Him? Are you praising Him? Are you reading the Bible to understand Him more deeply? Are you giving thanks to Him for His kindness and grace? In the game of life, we take a lot for granted. And in this season, we need to play the game differently. We need to show up more in order to get to know God for who He is. So you know it's Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection, a time to look introspectively and to look at your relationship vertically. What is your relationship right now between you and God? How does that look? And so my question for you today that I really want you to chew on is, how is God a part of your everyday? Is He one that you're having conversation with, whether it's in prayer, in worship, maybe it's in conversation in the shower, sitting on the toilet, whatever? Are you allowing God to be a part of your everyday? Is He cooking dinner with you? Is He there when your kids make a mess all over and the next thing you want to do, you just want to kind of strangle them and hang them out to dry, right? Because they're driving you crazy. We have those moments. Is God with you in your everyday? And how is He a part of that everyday? Or do you just call Him up on the red line when you are under a tremendous amount of either stress or you're in need of a 911 call to Him? What is it for you? Are you present with Him? Now, this is something only you can answer. And thank goodness God doesn't keep score. But when you look at how we live our life, and I want you to look at how you live your life, because I can only see my life and you can only see your life. So take a little peekaboo window look. Are you giving God the attention that God deserves? Because I promise you, He's giving you the attention you deserve and then some, because guess what? We don't deserve any of it. And you know this, and we say it, but are we really acting it out? Do our actions speak louder than our words? If we had stats for our season of faith, what would they say? Now, God doesn't compare, so we'd only be going against ourselves. Are we moving up? Are we down at the very, very bottom? Where are we? Have we gotten more lazy? Have we really allowed God to be taken for granted in our everyday? With this being the weekend prior to Thanksgiving, it's a perfect time to reflect on how much and where you're inviting God into your everyday, your daily life. What does your season look like with God? Are you one who's kind of fallen off a little bit? Guess what? God still loves you. He's not judging you. He just wants you to know that He wants to be a part of your life. And maybe you're like, well, I've got God like on speed dial like every other minute. That's great too. You can't overuse God. You see, our little earthly minds, we cannot comprehend how big God is. He can handle anything and He can handle everything. And not just with you, not just with me, but for the world. And when I think about that, even when I say it to you, I can't help but smile so big, because I know that I matter to God. And if I matter to Him in the huge big picture called the world, then shouldn't He matter to me? Isn't His presence, shouldn't His presence be a concern of mine? My answer to that is, of course it should be. I want God to be a part of my everyday. I want Him to be the one that when I'm getting mad, He's going to be getting mad with me right there. That, or He's like, calm down, girl. It's okay. You got this. No big deal. You don't have to overstress. Breathe. And then I want Him to be there at times where it's just joy. It's a celebration. Like, yes, we did this. You know, I catch myself throughout my day, whether it's a good time or a bad time, and I'll be like, Lord, we did this. Whew, we got this. And there are other times that I'm like, why didn't you show me a different way? How did I get myself into this mess? And I'm sure there are moments he's like, oh, aren't you glad I have a sense of humor, Christiane? God can't get enough of you. He wants to be a part of your everyday. Psalm 100 verses 4 through 5 say this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. God is faithful to you. He's faithful to me. As you go throughout your week, as you're in preparation for Thanksgiving, don't just feel in your heart that you have gratitude, that you have blessings. Express it to God. Be verbal with him. Let him know, thank you, Lord, for what you've given me. Tell him if you don't like something. Say, Lord, you and I need to have a discussion about this. This job opportunity, I don't see it as good. So you got to show me what's good because right now I want to say no. Have that intimate conversation with him. Praise his name. He loves you. He's faithful to you. And he will never, ever give up on you. So what can you do different this week to change your stats? What can you do to allow God and to invite him into your everyday? What part of you can you say, Lord, I want you right here this week. I'm really going to work hard. Just this one area. What is it? Maybe it is your job. Maybe it's the kids. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your business that you're building. Maybe you're writing a book. Maybe you're going to be out serving those in the community. And you know you're going to need an extra set of patience. And it can't just come within you. Where do you want to invite God in specifically this week? Tell him. Make that your goal. Make that your action that you say, Lord, for this, I give you thanks. I open up my heart wide, specifically in this area. You start in one area, and guess what? I promise you, it's going to expand in all areas of your life. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Your faithfulness, your trust in him is going to open up doors within your own heart, in your relationship, in your walk with God. So decide today, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.